Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 5:38-48. Matthew 5:38-48. You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Think with me on the theme, perfect love, rising above retaliation. In Matthew 5:38-48, Jesus presents a revolutionary interpretation of the ancient law, reshaping it for his followers and the society they inhabited. It is a call to redefine justice, reframe relationships, and reflect God's own perfection in love. There are a number of salient points that can be raised from the text. The first is surpassing justice. Lex talionis, the law of retaliation, was about just recompense. But Jesus Christ redirects this understanding, advising against meeting evil with violence. He offers an alternative approach, turning the other cheek, going the extra mile. By suggesting that if someone demands your coat, you should give your cloak too, Jesus is not promoting vulnerability, but is highlighting a radical form of passive resistance, a defiance that shames the oppressor without resorting to violence. The second point is boundless love. The edict to love your neighbor gets stretched beyond its traditional scope. Now, not only the neighbor, but even the enemy falls within the ambit of love. Such love is challenging, demanding even prayers for one's persecutors. This is not mere human love. It mirrors God's love, indiscriminate, generous, raining on the just and the unjust. Dear friends, what can we learn for our modern times from this passage? I think one of the key things is that justice is redefined in the text. True justice is not about equivalent retribution, but is rooted in love and understanding. Secondly, it's about the way love abounds. Our love shouldn't be limited to those who love us back. It should emulate God's own love, all-encompassing and unbiased. And the third lesson is maturity in faith. Emulating this divine love reflects spiritual maturity. By rising above human tendencies to retaliate, we inch closer to the perfection of God. Dear friends, the notion of surpassing love and justice was epitomized in the actions of Martin Luther King, Jr., whose non-violent protests were driven by Jesus' teachings. In our contemporary context, it reminds us that retaliation doesn't pave the way forward. Love does. In an age where divisions seem rampant and animosity is high, Jesus' words ring truer than ever. A don't just call for a passive non-response, but a proactive love, a love that reflects God's own heart. Are we as followers of Christ prepared to redefine our understanding of justice and extend love even when it is most challenging? Two questions for reflection. Number one, in our daily interactions and conflicts, how can we practically apply Jesus' teaching of proactive love over retaliation? Two, how can we challenge ourselves to extend love beyond our comfort zone, mirroring the all-encompassing nature of God's love? Lord Jesus Christ, guide us to see beyond our human inclinations of retaliation and teach us to love as you love. Grant us the grace to see every individual, friend or foe, through the lens of your boundless love. Let our actions mirror your teachings and our hearts reflect your perfect love. In your holy name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.